and Coruscant. Sidious already knew all he needed to about their separate backgrounds and records of service. He sought nothing more than to observe them through the Force, and to evaluate their responses to a few simple questions.
Kurovar, he said from the chair, you served the Republic during the war, and more recently you provided some assistance to Lord Vader and Governor Tarkin on Mokana.
Light reflected off the Kurovar's spiral horn as he lifted his head a bit.
I helped them rid Mokana of arms smugglers, my lord.
So it seems. But tell us what you told them at the time about your initial survey of the holonet jamming devices.
My lord, I stated that I did not chance upon the devices on my own. Nor was I cognizant of any rumors indicating that such a cache existed in Mokana City. I was merely executing a directive I received from Coruscant.
Viewing him through the Force, Sidious saw the eddying waters began to relax and surrender themselves to the current.
Case, officer, he said to Stellan. By Coruscant, he means you, does he not?
Yes, my lord.
The investigation was carried out at my request.
A thick-set human man of indeterminate age, he had brown wavy hair and large ears set low on a blockish head.
Then tell us how you came to learn of this cache.
The man lifted his nondescript face to the light, squinting and blinking in puzzlement.
My lord, forgive me. I assumed you were aware that the information was provided to ISB by military intelligence.
Sidious's pulse quickened. Instead of smoothing out, the hydraulic tightened on itself and began to spin more rapidly, as if summoning Sidious to follow the swirling funnel beneath the surface to whatever irregularity below had given rise to it. It may as well have been the dark side that rasped.
Explain this.
Humbling himself, the case officer lowered his head.
My lord.
Military intelligence was in the process of conducting an inventory of caches of armaments, vehicles, and supplies that had been left abandoned during the war on a host of contested worlds, from Raxus all the way to Utapau. In the case of the holonet jamming devices, MI wasn't certain if the cache had been on Mokana for several years, or if it was of more recent origin, and worthy, therefore, of further investigation. Given that an investigation of that sort fell outside its purview, MI relayed the matter to Imperial Security.
To you,
Sidious said.
Yes, my lord.
I received a crude holovid that showed the devices.
A holovid? Cammed by someone in military intelligence?
That was my assumption, my lord. I didn't see the need to pursue the matter, nor did the deputy director. We simply instructed Brachia to conduct a survey.
Sidious thought back to the initial briefing that had taken place in the audience chamber. Defending ISB's apprehensions that the jammers could be used to spread anti-imperial propaganda, Deputy Director Eisen had wondered aloud why naval intelligence was suddenly so troubled by the cache, when on first learning of it, they had expressed no such concerns. None of the admirals, not Rancid, Screed, nor any of the others, had replied to Eisen's question. Without taking his eyes from the case officer, Sidious said in a low voice,
Droid, locate this holovid sent by military intelligence to ISB.
114D extended its interface arm into an access port behind Sidious's chair. After a long silence, the droid said,
Your Majesty, I find no record of a holovid.
As I suspected, Sidious said. But you will find it in ISB's archives.
Another moment passed before 114D said,
Yes, Your Majesty. The holovid is archived.
And when projected, Sidious thought, it would show corruption of a telltale sort, because the holovid was counterfeit, faked by someone with access to Imperial codes and to devices capable of subverting the holonet. Deep beneath the surface, he had found the irregularities responsible for the turbulence above.
and it was apparent now that they were closer at hand than even he had realized.